Blog Talk Radio.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transition. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hold up the light, hold up the light, hold up the light, all ye heaven-bound soldiers, hold up the light,
everybody,
hold up the light, let the light shine round the world.
Positivity. And my name is Imaja Jubilee, and I am your host this day. And I have something that I have to tell you that I tell you every time we are on these airwaves. You have just landed in love. You were made in love, by love, to be loved. Did y'all get that? You were made in love, by love, in love, just to be loved. That's all we are required to be. And so we welcome you to our show today. We welcome you from all across the globe. And we would like for you to remember that we live in a global community. And as you can see from what's going on around us, everything that you do, everything that you do affects someone else. We are connected, my brothers and sisters. We are connected by our breath because God gave to us, he breathed into us the breath of life. And we give thanks. We just give a heart full of thanks today to the Creator who gave us that breath. Now let us take a breath in together to connect us even more. So as you breathe in and you breathe out, let's do it again. Breathing in and breathing out. And we breathe in this breath. And we just know that today we thrive in an atmosphere of love. We thrive in an atmosphere knowing that our lives are meant to be lived in full expression. That's what that stands for, life. To live in full expression. And to live in full expression means that you are living and expressing love in all circumstances. And as we move forward and we come to where we are, we know that we are on purpose today. And I know that I'm on purpose because I know all my steps are ordered by God. And being a part of Josie's Inspirational Network has been a blessing to my life. And I want to thank Josie for having me a part of her network. And I also want to thank Kayla Pageant, and she's the CEO of Finding My Way Radio Network. This platform has enhanced my life. It has allowed me to be on divine purpose. I'm on purpose, y'all. So you have to think about what your purpose is. Ask yourself the question today, are you on purpose? Are you doing what the divine would like for you to do? If not, it's never too late. And you're never too old and you're never too young can bring what God intended for you to bring on this earthly journey. And with everything that's going now around, our faith plays an important part. That's what's happening globally. And the other thing that I want to just briefly touch on is about hope. Hope. Do you have hope today? And hope to me stands for having only peace, positive thoughts, unlimited possibilities, and unwavering prayer. That I'll repeat that again. Having only peace in your mind. Inner peace equals a calm mind. A calm mind means that you have positive thinking. And positive thinking means that you know that there's nothing impossible. You have all kinds of possibilities through God and using prayer. Prayer is the answer. Prayer. My mother prayed when she got up, when she went to bed, she prayed all day. She was a praying woman. She taught me the meaning of prayer. And today, when you pray with a glad heart and pray and give thanks to God for where you are, no matter what your conditions are. That means that you will have hope. So when you come back to hope and faith and put those together, there will be no doubt. There will be no doubt. It wipes away all the negativity, all the fear, all the inner fear. Don't allow the fear to take control of your life. God did not give us the spirit of fear. That's the enemy. God did not give us the spirit of fear. And when I was growing up, I'm reminded also, I also talk a lot about my mother because my mother was the person that gave me the foundation for what I believe in today. And, you know, we have Mother's Day coming up on Sunday. And May also is Mental Health Month. So we have these two important things that are going on. My mother, Ms. Marie Brown, had a song that she would sing by the Angelic Gospel Singers about hope. Okay? She had this beautiful voice. And the song title was, I Hope It Won't Be This Way Always. I know it won't be this way always because I'm praying for a brighter day. I know it won't be this way always. And the other verse goes to say, Lord, relieve us of all our sorrows and give us strength for the tomorrow and never, ever, ever leave us. I hope it won't be this way. So today, the word that I want to leave with you is hope. And we're going to further that discussion as well about hope because we have a very, very special guest waiting in our virtual green room. And her name is Elsa Oliver. And Elsa is a health and wellness coach. And she works with people to help them breaking free from food habits and restores them to be able to develop the faith. She's the founder of Food, Faith, and You podcast. And also, Elsa, I have to tell you this. Elsa is a co-host on At the Table with Miss B. That's Benita Claiborne, which comes on by a weekly program where we discuss issues to bring positivity and a spiritual perspective on what is going on right now in the world. And I met Elsa through that, and I was so impressed with that that I asked Elsa to come and be on our show today. She's also a co-host and a nutrition expert. So I wanted to tell you that Elsa is going to be with us for two shows. Today we're going to talk and find more about Elsa and her vision. But on part two of the show, we'll be talking about how people are using food as a buffer during these times from a Christian perspective, from a spiritual perspective. So Elsa, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you, Imaji. I'm so happy to be here. I'm incredibly thankful.
Wonderful. We're so glad that you said yes when you were approached about this because I feel like you have a lot to say, and that's why we can't do it in one show. You know? we're going to do two shows. We'll do this part one today. And what I would like for you to, I want to ask you this question about how did you get your vision and how did you get to know that this is what you need to be doing? I read those things about you, but how did you get the vision of what you were supposed to be doing?
You know, I had, I've had this long journey with God. Like it's been where I was a fence walker where, you know, it was, sometimes I was a Christian, sometimes I wasn't. And I always struggled with trying to find my purpose. I knew that there was something that God wanted me to do, but it wasn't until in 2018, I belonged to a church here in North Chesterfield, Thrive Church. And I became, I started teaching a small group study called Revelation Wellness, and I absolutely loved teaching it. And it's about the relationship with God and fitness. And after teaching the class a few times, I started to feel God really calling on me to do that because I had always, you know, I had become a personal trainer when I lived in San Diego. And food that always seemed to kind of keep coming up. And every time I spoke to people, people were like, oh man, you inspire me to just, you know, cause you're always like trying to be better. And in October of 2008, in 2018 is when it all just closed. I had a deeper relationship with God. I had started reading the Bible, really praying about what it is, kind of trying to figure out what was going on in my mind and in my heart, like what was being stirred. And so I took some time to really pray on it. And when I talk about praying on it, I'm not talking about just sitting down and reading. I'm talking about being on my knees, fasting, and asking God to just show me. I'm not the sharpest tool in the box, God. I'm not the sharpest tool. I need you to slap me on the head with it because I just don't know. And so then it was Food, Faith, and You just came to my mind, and I was like, was it supposed to be faith, food in you, or food? But it was food, faith in you. And because it really is, you know, the component is, it was food, faith is the center. So there's food on the front, and then there's faith in the middle, and then you on the other side. And so that's when that was born, and it just started to kind of take off. Because
well, wonderful. That is so wonderful, and I hear what you're saying, and that's why we're going to do two parts with this show, because you have so much more to share, and we're going to get into detail with that when we do part two on May the 20th. But I thank you for sharing that. But I want to know, since my word for the day is hope, what is hope to you?
It is the belief that anything is possible with God, that his greater plan will absolutely prevail in my life. That's what hope means to me, because I just truly believe that.
So what gives you hope? What gives you hope in times that we are going through now, and when I look out externally with my eyes through the eyes of a human, I see where people have lost their sense of hope.
Right. So
how do you maintain a sense of hope, Elsa?
Well, to me, it's remembering the verse in Hebrews 6:19 in the New Living Translation. It's, this hope is a strong and trustworthy anchor for our soul. It leads us through the curtain into God's inner sanctuary. Because hope, you know, we are surrounded by darkness. A lot of things.
Darkness,
there's a lot of dark things. And
hope
is like a candle. It helps us find our way. It's the commitment to ourselves to overcome our failures and keep waking up every day moving forward. So go ahead.
You know, I like what you said about hope is a candle. I have never heard anyone say that hope is a candle. So you're saying the light, and which I always say, be the light and not the lampshade, that hope helps us to be the light, is what I hear you
saying. Right, exactly. Because, you know, when you're hopeful in something, it's like you're holding that candle, and that candle's kind of brightening things up for you to show you your way. And that's God to me. So my hope, the way I stay hopeful, is being able to remember, no matter how dark it is, I have God's light inside of me, and the tangible light is my candle. And so that light lights up the darkness around me. And the hope is that, knowing in absolute faith that tomorrow will come and God's plan will prevail in my life. And I have hope in that.
That is such a wonderful, wonderful explanation. Now, moving on a little bit further, Elsa, we talked a little bit about, you talked about some of the misadventures, I'm going to call them. and then, paths that you have chosen, and I have chosen too, that humanity would consider mistakes. So what is the best mistake that you've ever made?
I am going to tell you something very transparent and something very personal, because it is my greatest mistake. I've made mistakes in business. And that I learn from them. And I think that the most wonderful thing about a mistake is learning from them, because, you know, I've had great failure, but I've had some incredible wins as well. And I'm thankful for those. But my all-time greatest mistake was when Dwayne and I were dating, I had found out that he was talking to different people, different women, not fully committed where I thought we were fully committed into a relationship. I lived in another area. I lived in Chesapeake. He lived here in Richmond. And I did not know. And then I ended up finding out that he had been talking to other women. And I was really hurt, very, very hurt.
Devastated, huh?
I was devastated. Yeah, I was very devastated. Yeah. And I thought, well, I have a lot of self-worth. Now, I had come from being married to someone who hurt me deeply because he couldn't remain faithful. And I thought, oh my gosh, here I go again. What is wrong with me? You know, why am I attracting these men that are, who like to cheat on me? What is wrong with me? I felt like my mistake was that I had stayed. And I said to him, you know, I don't want to live another 10 years or 9 years. I was married to my ex-husband for 9 years. And then after those 9 years, wake up and say, you know, I've wasted all of that time. I don't want that. I'm getting to a point in my life where, you know, those shenanigans are, I can't deal with those. Like, who do I want my daughter to marry? And if I'm showing her that that's okay, that somebody cheated me, then I'm teaching her that. So, you know, I had said to him, you know, I can't be in this kind of relationship. I just can't. So we ended up staying together. Even though I said we can't be together, we stayed together. And he said, I promise I'm going to change. I am not going to do that to you again. I am fully committed. We ended up getting married. I moved to Richmond. We got married. So even though at first I felt like when I was in Chesapeake, I felt like, oh man, I made a mistake staying with him. But in reality, it ended up turning. He completely changed. He never did that to me again. It was just, there was such a, to me, I felt like it was the greatest mistake, because at first I felt like I made a mistake, but it turned out to be my greatest mistake, because here I am with a man who absolutely adores me and I adore him. And I'm not saying we don't have issues, but they're not issues related to other women, issues related to other men for me. You know, it's, we have real issues. I mean, there's like finances and things like that. There's, you know, you've got, I guess if we argue about anything, it's what we're going to eat. But because he likes junk food, and that's what he wants to eat. And, you know, for him, he would eat a cheeseburger every night. And so, you know, that's our biggest fight, I would think, right now. But so amazing.
What is the role that God played in all of that, Elsa?
You know, that because he always felt like his relationship with God was very personal. And he wouldn't really talk about it. And I said, you know, for me, I am, you know, I am not going to live in sin. I want God to bless us, to be part of our relationship. And that means praying together. And I said, if you're going to be in my life, and I'm going to be living in, I'm going to move past your mistakes, then we need to be together, and we need to be able to find the relationship with God together. Even though it's private for him, I need him to be faithful with me. And I said, and he just was like, you know, it was a little bit hard for him because he was never vocally faithful, but he just now, he started saying, you know, I want God to be part of our relationship as well. And that was important.
You know what? I'm glad that you brought, the reason why I asked you that question is because I want my listeners to hear the role that the Almighty and the Divine plays in every single thought, every single decision we make. And when you know, like we're talking about hope, a part of hope, the P, one of the P's stands for prayer. In prayer and asking God to just give guidance through everything. And I appreciate you being so real and being authentic and having integrity and telling and sharing with our audience, because I want them to know, you know, I don't believe in mistakes, because I believe that the mistakes are not, because I've learned my greatest lessons from what, quote unquote, that were called mistakes. My greatest gifts have come to that. So, you know, I hear you saying the same thing. I hear you saying the very same thing. You know,
exactly.
You come into, And you didn't want to repeat a pattern. I know all about how it is to repeat those patterns. Girl, we don't have enough time to go into all of that. That's a whole nother show, you know. That's a whole nother show. So, moving on, Elsa, what is the greatest gift that we can give each other and to ourselves at this time of what we're going on? What is the greatest gift?
It is unconditional love and forgiveness.
Okay. Unconditional love. Repeat that again, Elsa.
Unconditional love and forgiveness. Those are the greatest things that we can give each other. Loving someone unconditionally is what God does for us every single day. He loves us unconditionally.
Yes.
He gave us his son to die on the cross so that we would be saved from ourselves, right?
And so
the other part of that is forgiveness for yourself, because I know that we can be really brutal people to ourselves, not just to others, but to ourselves. And so the greatest gift that I believe we can give others is unconditional love, and what we can give ourselves is forgiveness, because we brutalize ourselves for things that we've done, and we don't forgive ourselves. We're not really hard on ourselves. We have body shame. We have, you know, we made mistakes, and we just can't seem to forgive ourselves, and yet we have to have forgiveness, because God gave us forgiveness through his son.
And I totally agree with that. And, you know, that's when the self-condemnation and shame rolls in, and it like gathers like a bolt of rolling down the hill. And the highest vibration that's on this earth and that God created, that's why I do love, light, and positivity. That's why I say we're made in love, by love, for love. Well, Elsa, what pearl of wisdom would you like to leave with our viewers today, with our listeners? I'm thinking I'm on TV. That's okay. What pearl of wisdom would you like to leave with our listeners today?
I would love to leave you with your listeners to be intentional and live a purposeful life. And by that, I mean taking a stand for what you believe in. Pursue a life that honors God and those beliefs that are honoring God. Start what leads you to become who God called you to be by talking to him every single day, every morning, and create a real relationship with him. Be anchored in him by reading the Bible. That's where it starts.
That's where it starts, and I appreciate it. And we want to remind our listeners that on May the 20th, we're going to come back, and we're going to do part two of this conversation, and we're going to be talking about and nutrition and wellness consultant around food and how people are using it in these times of uncertainty. And Elsa, I want to thank you for being on our show today, and we'll be back with Elsa on May the 20th. But the word that I want to leave with you all today is to go back to the hope, having only peace, positive thought, and unlimited possibility, and unwavering prayer. Having hope, and as that song goes, I hope it won't be this way. I know it won't be this way. Always. I know it won't be this way, because I'm praying for a brighter day. I know it won't be this way, always. We'll see you next time.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.